Good evening, all. So we've been discussing some of the laws as they pertain to eating on Erev Shabbos, and so a few final halachos, and then we'll shift to another discussion tomorrow night. But he says, let's say a person is going to a hotel for Shabbos, and so it doesn't happen too often necessarily, but particularly, you know, you have these kosher Pesach programs and the like, and so you're there on Erev Shabbos as well, it happens to be. So hamet arachim b'malon b'Erev Shabbos v'nosnim sham suda yoter mimajihi ragil echo b'veso. So something that is quite common in some of these kosher hotel programs is that they'll give you a meal extra from what you are normally used to eating. In fact, they'll give you 30 extra meals than what you're used to normally eating. And the question is, so even if you normally eat one or two meals on an Erev Shabbos on a Friday, well, the hotel, their normal, the new normal, is to have seven meals before Chatzos on a Friday. So are you allowed to eat every single one of those meals? You'll say, it's not my custom, but it's the hotel's custom. So am I allowed to? So he says, that's ridiculous. If you normally have a breakfast and a lunch, so you can have a breakfast and a lunch at the hotel, but you can't have breakfast and then a middle of the morning snack and then later in the morning snack and then have lunch. That doesn't make any sense. You can only really have what you're used to normally eating. You can't even have more than what you can't even eat more than what you're used to eating normally in the morning. Even as early as then, you can't eat extra. And so we've been saying that there might be a prohibition of eating in general, of being koveya su'udah, of establishing a meal, again, after the ninth hour of the day. However, he makes a slight turn over here, and it's a big leniency, and he says, some explain that there is no such a thing as being koveya su'udah, there's no such a thing as establishing a meal, unless you have other people with you. But if you just go grab a roll, you grab a slice of pizza, whatever it is, and you wash on it, and you're by yourself, then that's not considered being koveya su'udah. You specifically need to have people with you to be koveya su'udah, which is a huge leniency. That means you could wash until right before Shabbos starts, but as long as you're just doing it by yourself. Not the ideal way to go about doing things, but it is a leniency if one needs to rely on it. Then he says, "Mutav le'achol kohogan kodem teisha shos kedei shelo yirav be'echel ma'at ma'at mashach hayom." How should a person be eating throughout the day? What's the ideal? Again, so you should eat your regular way until the ninth hour of the day. Once the ninth hour comes, then you should eat just a little bit by a little bit to keep yourself not starving. And we'll speak about probably next week if a person's allowed to fast on Erev Shabbos, but you shouldn't be starving, but you should not be overeating. Then he explains that ha'ochel be'er So this is an important halacha that I've actually come upon many times that most people are not so aware of, and that is once you get to Chatzos on Erev Shabbos, so the ideal is that everyone should be beginning their benching on Shabbos with Shir HaMaalos and during the week with Al Naros Bavel. Not everyone does that, but it's probably worthwhile to think about doing it. However, when it comes to Erev Shabbos after Chatzos, so at that point, you're already sort of in the Rashus. You're kind of in the area, the air of Shabbos. And so one should be beginning their benching with Shir HaMaalos. So that means if you sit down, you have lunch, and it's past 1:30 or so, and you're eating your lunch, and then you bench at 1:45. So you should be saying Shir HaMaalos with your benching. Not a halacha that everyone's aware of, but worthwhile to make note of. And finally, Yisha Kasev Shalpi Kabbalah Ein Lachtoch Prusat Hamotzi B'Sakin V'Erev Shabbos. Some evidently have such a custom that you should not be using a knife to cut bread on Erev Shabbos. Sounds like a Kabbalistic idea. And yesh shanagu shelo lechol ma'achali chalav Erev Shabbos. Some people have the custom not to eat any dairy on Erev Shabbos on Fridays. Why? So evidently it helps prevent toothaches. I'm not sure exactly what that's about, but that's what he explains. It's an idea brought down in Chazal that if you don't drink milk, you don't eat cheese, the like, and pizza included, if you don't do these things, then you're going to be saved from certain health ailments. Again, I don't like to totally make fun of these things, but I'm not so sure what the scientific backing of this is, but that is brought down in the postgame. That concludes our, what did you say? Well, you're right, that's some level of science. Right, so that concludes our discussion in terms of eating regular meals on Erev Shabbos. God willing, tomorrow we'll begin a discussion speaking about Sudas Mitzvos on Erev Shabbos, bris meals and things like that. Is a person allowed to engage in that kind of stuff? But for now, we will conclude with the Rabbi's Kaddish.